welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hola.
Hola, senor. Oh, yes, for our Mexican audience, Spanish audience. That only speaks English.
But enjoys cartoony representations of their own accents.
Yeah. Hola. Gamba, later today, after this episode, I am meant to be helping out a friend in their backyard do some landscaping type work. I don't really know what's required. They said, as payment, got some food, got some beer, like
and cash,
and not cash. Oh. Unfortunately, I could probably find cash in their house though.
Yeah, or just things that are valuable that could be traded for cash.
Oh, nice vase.
Two TVs in a house. We don't need both of them.
Yeah. So I want to know what's the bare minimum I can get away with, like hypothetically. If I'm saying, hey, I want to get this food and beer.
Yeah.
How many minutes of labor do I need to do before I'm like, oh, call it quits?
What you do is you put on the backpack with the weed killer.
Oh, yeah.
And you wander around just kind of spraying.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
I'll be on my phone most of the time.
I'll get them around the corner of the house, take it off.
Yeah.
Watch YouTube.
Yeah. get a Macca's, have a pre-lunch snack.
Because you know what? Here's the good thing about doing that is you come back afterwards, go, I think I got them all.
Yeah.
And then when, like a week or two later, they're like, oh, the weeds are still there. You're like, they're bloody tough weeds, aren't they?
Mate,
because everyone hates weeds. They'll be like, oh, yeah, they must be real sons of bitches.
What I might do as well is halfway through my adventuring outside of doing nothing, I'll obviously tip out all the liquid just down a drain, I guess.
Neighbor's yard.
Yeah. Right on top of their plants. And then
talk.
And then fill it up again. Because then I can be like, man, I put two loads. I put two loads on those weeds. They're still going. Mate, sell the house. I think that's where your problem lies.
Yeah, and they're like, are you free to help us move? You're like, oh, God. No.
What sort of lunch and beer? What's the lunch and beer situation that you've got? Yeah. All right. I'll give it a go. I'll see how little work I can do.
Yeah.
I'll keep you informed. All right, Cambo, we should get into the first one here. This is by, it was cross-posted to us by Gone Fish Caking, but it was originally by Southern Activity. 177. It was in the subreddit. Mildly infuriating. They've said, my house burned down 2 months ago, and I'm in a fight with the insurance company. My neighbor has concerns. And this is just a screenshot of the...
I haven't read the post yet. Very bold of them to put it in mildly infuriating.
Yeah.
I guess my house burnt down. My house burnt down. The insurance company's not paying anyway. That's a bit annoying.
This is actually a text message from their neighbor.
Okay.
They've screenshot.
Yeah.
Dear OP. Actually, it just says, you know what? It starts with their name, comma.
Yeah, right.
That's how you know. It's already off to a bad start.
If they knew this was going to be posted on Reddit, they'd be like, Dave, 41 male. I, 26 female, have some concerns.
That's true.
So now we're going to have to guess.
Anyway, they've said, Southern Activity, it's your neighbor. Oh, no. I've ruined this already. It's such a small text message campaign. They've said, Southern Activity, it's Dave, one of your uphill neighbors. Sorry to hear about your fire. I hope your insurance is going to cover it. Can you tell me what your plan is? It's pretty unsightly right now. Dave, you're an asshole. First off, the passive aggressive, just your name and then a comma. That's what I do in business emails when somebody's not getting the point.
Yeah. It goes from
Steve.
Yeah, yeah, it goes from hey Steve, and then it's like hi Steve, and then eventually Steve.
Steve, we've spoken about this. That's normally how it starts.
Just like how it goes from like kind regards Nelson, regards Nelson.
Yeah,
Nelson. Sometimes N. Yeah. Yeah.
No response because it's coming from my email that I've sent you 20 off recently. It kind of reminds me of, I'm in a WhatsApp group of the, our street. Our street has a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Don't know how I got involved with that, honestly. It was a while ago. And there's two chats.
Do you like the chat?
I think it's sometimes funny.
Okay.
Because normally there's a bit of gossip or something.
Yeah. My instincts tells me I would have told any lie I had to not join it.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, we've got a WhatsApp group. You should join. But I don't have a phone. I'm so sorry.
Actually, I know why now. That I know why I joined it is because our cat, Bandit, jumped over the fence the one time.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find him. I went to the neighbors and they said, oh, no, I haven't seen him. But like, there's a WhatsApp group. And I remember she spoke to me about it for ages. And I was like, I'm trying to look for my fucking cat. that's why I joined it for personal gain.
Yeah.
I haven't like commented in it once. Even that time turned out my cat was fine. He had run back inside while we were out looking for him. And so really just now I get the conspiracy theories of neighbors. About, like, there's one property where seemingly nobody lives in it or hadn't for a while and then started living in there. And then there was, like, just a few extra bins out the front of their property.
Yeah.
Because I think they were doing, like, a ton of gardening or something. And somebody took a photo of the bins and in the same way as this text was. It was just like, this doesn't look great on our street, does it? It's like, rich white people, because I do unfortunately live in a rich area. Yeah, yeah. I obviously don't own the house. That'd be impossible.
No. But you do own the block of units your house is on.
Oh, no. I can barely afford the rent in there. you guys need bigger problems in your life.
Where you live is divided between two types of people. People that barely afford rent and people that have lived there for a while. The gap between them can be pretty,
Yeah, it's funny. No, yeah, there is a lot of rich people. Even the, like, I live in a block of three townhouses and the front townhouse sold for $1.7 million.
Yeah.
That is just a townhouse by itself. You obviously don't really own that much land when you buy it.
No.
You have to share a driveway with people. Yeah. I was like, who the fuck would buy this?
Huge. Anyway,
my neighbor is a private banker, which explains a lot.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's a private banker and he could only afford the one townhouse. That's painful.
I work for an electronics store.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't own it.
Yeah. I'm one of several thousand employees. I do enjoy the kind of crazy candor that happens on this, where you can tell just people don't have enough time. There was a lot of speculation one time. Somebody found, they heard some banging on their roof one night and then found like golf balls on top of the roof and parts of a bicycle, they said.
Right.
And just like the conspiracy theories that came out of this, because they listed like a few things on there that were found on their roof. But one thing like hit their window, they think as well. But can't find what that item might have been. And I was like, you've just got shit on your roof from however long the house has been there. Sounds like you don't go up regularly enough because they listed more items than sounds were made. So not all of those things could have caused the sound. But then people are like, oh, I bet you there's someone playing golf in the primary school, which is like at the other end of the street, and they're hitting drives that are landing on top of your roof. I'm like, that's an insane guess.
The ones I love as well are like, oh, well, I bet you golf balls on the roof is like a sign to other thieves that there's something in your house. I think it was on the Melbourne subreddit. This guy was like, oh, like someone's done this to my car. Like, do you think that's a sign of the thieves or whatever? And everyone's like, no.
Yeah, no.
I think he just walked past and accidentally like chucked something. Like, you know, yeah. I think he was being careless. I don't think he's tagging you.
Yeah.
But I love that. Like, that's like such a go-to for people. Like, oh, it's a secret code.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
criminals all know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like the organized crime is so good here that it's not big hits. It's like just robbing somebody's car. They might have an MP3 player inside and somebody's like, hey. Just
I love the
tag
idea
it first.
Thieves out on the street being like, what do you reckon of that house? Tell you what, climb on the roof.
Yeah.
Are there any bike parts up there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple. Oh, this place is good then.
Yeah. All right. This is
someone went in, checked out, obviously didn't steal anything themselves, but tag the house.
But let us know for future reference. Yeah, it is funny, the conspiracy theories people come up with. I think it's partly also because of that one episode of The Simpsons where there was like the homeless people signs that they give, you know, it's like, oh, this one means the daughter is attractive, but also they will kill you or something. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, mate, let's move on into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
I have a question first.
Mm-hmm.
How long before we have to stop making Simpsons references? Like, is it done already? Because Simpsons, I've realized, is, and I'm talking about like OG Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. Because it is technically still going. Yeah.
It's technically still going. It is seriously limping, so bad though.
Limping along.
It is so terrible. I cannot believe it's still going. The writing is unbelievably woeful.
You know what it's like? It's like you went to high school with this person that was so funny in high school.
Yeah.
And then you see them at like 20 years later, it's hanging outside the high school, still reminiscing. And you're like, oh man, I went.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a job and stuff. That's crazy you're still here. And you look terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know, is the question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just keep doing it. I just feel like we're alienating some of our listeners, perhaps. Simpsons references. And to them I say, watch good Simpsons. Okay, this one is from Algorithm Omega. What's a civilization-ending scenario that most people aren't aware of? So this one came out of going to the comments, obviously.
Yeah.
Because
we're not smart enough to.
We're not smart enough to know. Like, unless we have a device that is in your house that we work on every fortnight after doing some pots, then other than that, we don't know of anything.
Yeah. Other than the only other one I can think of is asteroids.
Yeah.
Asteroids hits a city. That's probably gone.
Boom. Yeah. I feel like, though, that is we're, like, aware that that could be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true.
Actually, I did just think of one. I remember a while ago, people were toying with the like black hole theories and stuff like that. And they were doing some sort of quantum mechanics. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, we've worked out there's like a non-zero chance of us creating a black hole. And it sucking in the entire Earth.
Hmm.
And I thought, at what percentage are you saying that's okay?
Yeah.
Because to me, pretty much anything above zero is no good. Even if it's really small, no one should have the power to like just destroy everything, even by accident. Because you'd be like, wow. I can't believe it happened. Obviously, you'd say this in the, I guess, I don't know, milliseconds before the whole world was swallowed up. But, you know, you shouldn't be like, I can't believe this happened. It was such a low probability. You don't want to be caught saying that, is all I'm saying.
In that millisecond before we get spaghettified.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this person, Fat Rascal, has said, a slow burn collapse is much more likely than a single major event to cause something major. Trick, is it?
Yeah, like the Roman Empire, for example.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like world ending. Like, well, yeah, empire. Like,
but it specifically says civilization ending.
Civilization.
So it's like
ending.
You know, like for instance, the US is a superpower.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I mean,
like,
that's
like what could end that superpower?
We've already started writing the you know, the books that are describing how the United States lost its power already. You know, we've already. This is pre-Franz Ferdinand being assassinated kind of thing, you know? Yeah. It's already written. Yeah. We've started down the path.
Yes. So this person is correct in that, like, it's not like, so, you know, like, what was it? The Ides of March was when they killed Caesar in the Senate. Like, that would have changed that civilization drastically very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But this person's saying it's probably going to be a slower collapse where, like, the empire crumbles bit by bit, loses power.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still very powerful, but the British Empire used to be a lot bigger.
That's
it was
true.
Like, India, eh? You guys using that? Or we might.
Yeah.
I think we'll have it, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, just like, just taking parts of the world.
Yeah.
And now they couldn't even keep PR for one of their families, like, under wraps.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously that's a terrible situation, but, like, the fact that they had no control over that shows that, like, their power is not what it used to be, you know?
They lost it, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I was thinking world ending, really. But civilization, of a civilization, really, as well, could definitely be. It's almost too easy to do, really.
Just wait, honestly, is the answer always.
Yeah, yeah.
Name a civilization that lasted.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mayans are still going, oh, no, never mind. yes.
Even they knew. They stopped at 2012 being like, we'll be done by then, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. People won't misread this, will they? We've stopped our calendar there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. No? They'll be much smarter by the time it gets to that year.
Yeah. Okay, this one's by Jack C. As a kid, I learned that if a gamma ray burst is coming right at us, we really can't do anything about it. We just get fried. Kept me up for a few nights. This is kind of anxiety inducing, I've just realized.
Yeah,
as opposed.
Yeah. This always makes me very anxious.
Enjoy your sleep tonight, everyone. Gamma ray burst. Just bam, straight away.
Yep.
That would be depressing because I feel like we would have the technology to let everybody know first.
But, like, would you? If you knew you couldn't stop it, is there any point?
Somebody would. That's the problem.
Yeah. For clout.
Yeah. Hey, guys, guess what I just picked up on this radar? Yeah.
What were they going to say?
Yeah.
Sounds like it got struck by a gamma ray. Oh, no.
Oh, no, we're on the other side of the world. Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. Because I imagine, like, the sun's pretty far away. So if there was some sort of solar flare, whatever, like, even though it covered us fast, theoretically, it'd still take us a while.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
Oh.
So the light of the sun to Earth is 8 minutes.
Oh.
I mean, we'd be dead before 8 minutes because it would heat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So probably, like, I don't know, 3 minutes probably. Yeah, realistically. I don't know. Yeah. If that sun moves even an inch closer, we're dead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Even when we tilt slightly closer, it gets so much harder.
And neither of us have moved.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Corn virus. Okay.
Okay.
20% of human civilization's calories right there. I was going to say, because I quickly read down a couple of comments. That was by Voracious Trees, by the way. Then a couple of comments down, somebody says, Star Relevant has said, I should just do this in order. Somebody else wrote, Third Degree Burn wrote, As someone allergic to corn, I'm surprised it's only 20%, 9% of the grocery store is off limits. And then Star Relevant has said, you're from the US, I suppose. Mm. That's why. You guys use corn way more. My country, even cornstarch, isn't the one you would typically find in stores. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
As like, because there's corn syrup. We don't really use corn syrup.
No.
But corn syrup is used a lot in America. Ha, we'd be fine, America. You'd have to come eat our Vegemite and stuff. but yeah, something like that I feel like could actually come out of nowhere, right? Like a virus, some sort of contaminant of a particular plant would really screw us over. Like flour or something would really...
Yeah, something real base.
Yeah. Gamma ray burst. Mate, we've already had this one. Yes, some people. Okay, this is by Indigo Phoenix. The Big Rip. It's one of the most interesting possible ways for the universe to die because it happens on scales a human could meaningfully experience. You'd go from a perfectly functional solar system in an endless void to the end of all matter in the span of a couple of months. Months? First, the planets drift away from the star, but you could survive if you have a way of producing heat. Surely we don't, right?
No.
Just like...
No, we don't.
Like...
This is a very anxiety-inducing segment.
Like, I
did not know about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it terrifies me.
Because I just imagine that if we're like, all right, we're moving away, everybody start making fire.
So everyone turn on your heaters.
Everybody turn your heaters. I mean, we don't have enough. Heat is produced by energy.
Yeah.
And we would lack...
Yeah.
Oh, guys, stop building solar panels. That's going to really... We're going to have egg on our face when we're drifting away from the sun and solar. Like, we need more energies. Oh, no. We've all converted to solar power.
Fossil fuels. Yeah. That's what will save us.
Yeah. So we head away from the start.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Cambo. We're producing heat perfectly fine. Then the planets... And the sun explode. Oh.
No. Oh.
As gravity can no longer hold them together. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're in a spaceship, oh, we'll be fine. You can survive. Oh, that's great.
Thank God, Eric.
For a few more minutes. Oh. Before your atoms are ripped apart by space itself.
What? Oh, God. I hate that I've learnt this.
This isn't good. Sorry, listeners.
Oh, my God. This is a real downer. We better have some bloody funny shower thoughts. I'll tell you what.
Well, let's move into Today I Advice, I suppose.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
And also sometimes advice.
What's even the point, Gambo? We're so close to death.
Next time it starts getting cold, I'm going to be like, oh, no.
Oh,
no, it's happened.
Get your, I don't know what I was going to say. I was trying to think of an implement in which you would measure your distance from the sun. Laser pointer? this is my Kendricks. My parents want to throw a mini wedding the day before my wedding. My fiancé, 25, male, and I, 25, female, good, are paying for all wedding-related expenses.
Good.
Good. We did so because we did not want our parents to have the opportunity of saying, I'm paying for it, so we are doing it this way.
Yeah.
Basically, we make sure to get their opinion, but our parents are basically honor guests at our wedding. I'm clarifying this since in our traditions, parents are the one usually doing the wedding for their children, but we did not want that. Mm-hmm. The wedding is not too big. About 200 people.
Disagree.
That's fucking huge.
My wedding doesn't even have 100 people coming.
We've got a list, I think, of just over 100, and we'll be livid if all of them turn up.
Yeah, I think technically, with Stacey and I included, it's 101. But
we're really
hoping that some of them don't come.
If you two back out, it's under.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, 200 people. But a lot our family that is flying in for the wedding. For such, my parents want to gather people to offer them a supper. And both me and my fiancé were totally okay with this. Mm-hmm. Go to a restaurant and eat with however many people you want. But now my parents told me they're going to rent a reception room, a DJ, a catering service, etc. They also want to invite my fiancé's parents to this dinner. And they want me to be in a wedding gown. I told my parents I was not okay with this, but they are getting mad at me because they say it's tradition. I do not want tradition. Some of my traditions are scary, borderline traumatizing, and super misogynistic. Mm-hmm. It's not like I cut my parents out of the wedding process. I just made sure they don't pay for anything so that their opinions is not an option and we have the final say. My partner and I are confused. And you find this so weird and rude. They are legit throwing almost a wedding before the actual wedding. How do I go about this without being a total ass to my parents? Should I just tell them, do what they want to do?
This is weird.
This is weird. Yeah.
How would you feel about this? Because part of me would be like, do I want the wedding I want or to save the money it costs to have a wedding?
I am desperate for anyone to pay for the wedding.
Yeah.
My wedding. I'll do anything.
Yeah.
It's fine. They can just have whatever sort of party they want.
The point of it is to be married at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as that legally happens.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I will invite total strangers to my wedding if it means that it'll be paid for.
So what you're saying is anyone with $100 can come to your wedding?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. I should charge entry to my wedding for anybody that's not a friend or family. And then that will cover the costs of everybody else. Like they pay more than what I'm paying for them.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Maybe that's the plan. Oh, my God. Turn this into a rave. Just start inviting everyone. Put this online. I think is the trick. You put it on Reddit. Nah, put it on Craigslist. Something more, you know, problematic. <Let's say. laughs> invite everyone. Tell them it's a rave, but it's wedding themed.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's kind yeah, of a
yeah,
bit
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yep.
There'll be free DJ, free food. There's already going to be heaps of people there. You know that for a fact. Mm. It's going to be a wild party. I think you turn what would be a nice classy event into a huge rave, and you just say to your parents, "Well, this is what I just invited a couple of people."
Here is a local reference, so get ready to alienate most of our audience.
Okay.
Would you say, "Hey, Corey Worthington, get over here"?
Oh.
Party at this place on this date.
Yes.
Tell a few of your friends.
That is, Kembe, that's not even like localized to us, but it's also quite old. This one guy.
In Melbourne.
When his parents went away.
In like 2002.
Just had a rager. Yeah. Invited everyone.
It was big enough that it made the news.
Yeah, yeah. Like national news. I think.
They're like, fuck, this kid had a huge party.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, invited everyone, and then that was it. So yeah, you could pull a Corey, I guess. I think that's my how would you deal with this?
It's hard to quantify because I think our parents aren't these type of people.
I hate this idea of these like wedding standards.
Yes.
Or like I actually just hate traditions. Yeah. Honestly, like full stop. Like all traditions suck. Yeah. I think. And just do the things that you want to do that are not tradition based.
Yeah, and we like even when we hired a DJ for our wedding.
Yeah.
And they send you like, oh well, here's a mock run sheet that we kind of run off. It says like when we kind of stop and start playing or whatever. And even that, I remember being like, well, we're cutting that.
Yeah, right. Because they were doing like bouquet toss.
Exactly.
Like,
no,
yeah, 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 yeah. 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 Daddy daughter dance. Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Vows. No, we don't need them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sign the paperwork on the way in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's good.
But our parents generally have just been like, I think because we're not going to have kids, they're just happy to be having a wedding at least. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I feel like they've all been pretty hands off. But I know people that their partner's parents are very hands on with their wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's stressing them.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I could not imagine. I mean, I'm not planning to have kids anyway. But even if I was, I'm not even in the mindset of like, well, one day when they get married, I'm going to have a say in this.
Yeah.
You know, because that's such a strange. I know this is this. They've obviously said like it's a cultural thing. They said it's tradition. I gathered it was maybe a bit cultural. But
do you think the parents actively realize what they're doing, or do you think they're just being a bit ignorant? Like they've been like, oh, like they've been looking so forward to planning a wedding, but it's all planned. So let's just do a little party beforehand.
Yeah.
And without even realizing it,
yeah,
they are just still planning
we'll
the
have
wedding.
A dinner. Yeah. Okay. Well, we should have some music. Yeah. Who's going to do the music? Oh, we get a DJ. Well, you can't set a DJ up at a restaurant. Well, we'll get a reception area.
And then, like, what's the point where they're like, but she should wear a dress?
Yeah. That's when you've crossed the line, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
When you realize you've gone to another place. I was talking to a guy at my work a little while ago. He was saying that he's been married for quite a few years now, has a kid. I mean, he was just talking about when he did get married. And he said they had he's Greek, I think, and maybe his partner is of a similar ilk. I don't think Greek exactly, but, you know, like traditional big family wedding kind of stuff. And he was saying, like, months before the wedding, they would regularly get into big yelling matches.
I think you said this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Possibly.
No, it was at our lunch the other day. Okay. Yep. Kevin, we've got to stop talking to each other in real life. It's a real nuisance. So he was and he said, so this wasn't even just yelling matches between him and his fiance, but him and his fiance and his fiance's parents and his parents.
Yeah.
They would just all fight. And he said it was just over like nonsense, like stuff that he didn't care about.
Mini vases on the tables or something.
Yeah. Like, I think he said tablecloths was like one of the things that they were arguing about. I just thought. And he was saying how insane it was, like, looking back on it, because he was like, I didn't care about these decisions, but I had been, like, funneled into this, like, system, no, I have to have my wedding the way that I want it, you know. And, I just thought it was really incredible. God, I don't want that wedding. I do want somebody to pay for it, though. If somebody was like, hey, I'll make all the decisions and pay for it, I'd be like, go for it. I just do not care.
Would you tell your parents if they were doing this? They're saying that they're not sure how to broach it with their parents without seeming like an asshole. To be like, you're trying to do a wedding.
Do you know what? This is tricky, right? Because this exact scenario, like you mentioned, I don't think my parents would do specifically. Yeah. But my mom
is
very good at playing the like, what do you mean? No, that's not what I meant. Or, you know,
your mother,
yeah,
lovely, Italian, not known for their subtlety of emotion.
Yeah.
Whereas your dad, English,
Australian for a long time.
But I'm basing it off the Allingham name.
Yeah.
Very good at being reserved.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, based on cultural cliche.
Right, yeah.
But also experience.
Yeah.
Your mum would be the harder one to tackle.
Yeah. She definitely would. She would play she plays the ignorant card like she wouldn't. She'd pretend like she's not planning a wedding.
Yeah.
But everything she did, she'd have like, we'll do obviously the bouquet toss at some point. At this not wedding, mum? Yeah, it's not a wedding. Nelson, I've said that already.
Do you see a celebrant anywhere?
Yeah.
There is one over there if you just want to do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, right. Yeah, she would make it so close to just being the wedding. That you may as well just. And then I'd feel guilty. I'd be like, all right, mum.
Can I still have my wedding tomorrow? Okay. Thank you. What, my wedding's not good enough?
All right, Cambo, let's move on into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by East Blue Jay 6891. Lab-created diamonds can have more clarity and symmetry than natural diamonds and are less expensive, but the demand for them continues to fall, showing that the story behind an item is far more important to people than the item itself.
Yeah, I would love to normalize lab-grown diamonds.
Camber, can I present to you a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
That like...
De Beers are holding all the diamonds in a big safe.
That's
is that even a conspiracy theory?
No, it's not. No, it's, yeah. Well, I'm not sure whether they still do it, but they 100% did do it. Yeah. My conspiracy theory, which I feel like is not that far off, is that this fact that the demand for lab-grown diamonds falls is fake.
Oh,
because don't you think that there would be, if you were De Beers, right?
Yeah.
You would publish.
You'd exit your little vault, lock it up, and go, no one get in there.
Yeah.
They're rare.
Yeah. Just this idea that if you published a paper that said, oh, people are less interested in lab grown diamonds, then I think the natural thought is, Why? Well, then that must mean less. I should get a mined diamond because and it would be so easy to like fudge these numbers right in a study to be like,
oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, we started selling lab grown diamonds and natural diamonds, and and then they just like start slowly producing less lab grown diamonds, right?
Yeah.
So then the sales of lab grown diamonds are less because they can't fulfill the orders that they're getting, and more people like it would be so easy just to do some crappy kind of study that you can publish and saying, oh, the demand is falling for lab-grown diamonds. Yeah. I reckon, I don't know, but I reckon this is bullshit.
I think, do you think the same thing is happening, especially in this country with electric vehicles?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a sentiment in this country being like, people don't want electric vehicles here.
Yeah,
they don't work as well.
Coal.
But we make so much of our money as a country of coal.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, call me crazy, I think, influences our government. That's like true. Our former prime minister would like attack electric cars. I think he once claimed that there were electric car companies were trying to destroy the weekend.
It's so fucking ridiculous. They used to so you used to get rebates on your registration for your car if you had a hybrid, which I did. This is why the only reason why I know this, and because it got taken away from me when the Liberal government came back in, and so that was on electric and hybrid cars. And so they took that rebate away. I'm not sure. I don't think it's back either. I think the new government didn't implement it back, but there are a lot of people who do not want to
I can totally see, because I've always thought that about electric cars here, can totally see how this would happen from diamond manufacturers until they crack how to do really good lab grown themselves and want to lose money. Then they're like, actually people love it.
I reckon that they could do it already. You could start a company doing lab-grown diamonds today, and you don't have to set up the infrastructure for mining and stuff, right? So I think that De Beers is like, well, we have the infrastructure already set up for mining diamonds. We need that to be
the way
preferred method. Yeah. Anyway, this other one is by Trent.
I'd skip this one given the episode.
Oh.
It's just another very doom and gloom.
Yeah, it's very doom and gloom. How do we know that? No, we need to do this on Gameboy so that we know. This is by Trenchant Bench. When the next mass extinction event happens, we might get a heads up from the billionaire jet trackers. Jet trackers?
Yeah.
Going to their doomsday dens. Here's the thing, Cambo. This is how we become savvy for any doomsday events. Is we track the location of billionaires. And then if we see them all moving erratically at once to one centralized point, something's up.
Yeah.
They will know before us, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind. Billionaires will be the first ones to know when something cataclysmic is happening. And I think at that point, we follow all of them to wherever they're going. The rumor has it, there's several arcs built somewhere. What was that movie?
Is that Deep Impact? I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine the thing where like, oh, Nelson, all these billionaire planes, they're heading somewhere. Mm. Oh, my God, we got to get to this one point. Where are they going? Oh, it's the Epstein Island. False alarm. That's a different thing.
Different thing. I was going to say, oh, yeah, okay. I was going to say Super Bowl came. I'll do this last one, I suppose. Should I? No. It's by Destroyer 16161. You can't fuck yourself with a portal gun because your movements are synced.
I don't want to skip over this too quickly.
Yeah.
Because that is very funny.
Yeah.
But I actually just saw the one after this, which I learned something about the other day, which I think is interesting.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll quickly just say what I have to say about this portal gun one.
Yeah.
This implies that you can't put a portal gun on yourself. If I put one of the portals on my butt.
Yeah. But if you thrust it
doesn't matter. Yeah, but the portal's on my butt.
Hmm. Hmm. Also dildos.
Yeah, you could just. this one's by Ram Bam Booey. It's concerning how quickly we decided to stop naming world wars and just use a number system.
So what I learned about this is a fact you may already know is that they called it the First World War before the Second World War started. Mm-hmm. The first indication of it being written down was in 1918 while it was still happening.
Right, yeah, okay.
Which seems pretty doom and gloom outlook.
Yeah.
But someone kind of explains like it's actually all about you're thinking of it as like World War One and World War Two, but what they called it was the First World War. And all that changes how we said it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, wow, that was the First World War.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's the First World War.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, I see why that name worked. It's like, yeah, the First Worldwide War. Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the first time that's ever happened. Not that it's number one.
I think technically not. Until all countries... What was Antarctica doing? Were they involved? No. A world war yet.
If you don't know what they're doing, they're probably working with the Nazis.
Probably.
In World War II, obviously. Or in World War I, they knew.
I think we should call it the almost First World War. Until we get the full everybody.
We'll just put quotation marks around world.
Men, women, children all have to be toting guns, I think. Then we'll call it the First World War.
Otherwise, there's people in Greenland being like, World War? I didn't see any of that. What was going on there?
I think maybe, Cambo, we should start naming them. Because that makes it kind of a bit more fun, I think. Let's call it the Omega-thon. Sounds like a sporting event.
Yes. You guys heading down to the Omegathon? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. It's dangerous out there.
Going to the front lines of the Omegathon. Okay. Maybe not.
The Omega War, though, because doesn't Omega mean end? You got the Alpha and Omega. Is that beginning and end?
I thought Omega was also like a number, like 10 or something?
It could be.
Okay, maybe not. Yeah. I guess, I mean, Omega is just the last letter in the Greek alphabet, so I guess it does imply
So it represents more. End. But imagine being like, this is the end war. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We wouldn't know that until after, I guess.
But if they were like, I'm starting the Omega War. You're like, oh, no.
I think you just launch a nuke.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you know. All right, Kimber, let's get into podnapping.
Oh, my God, I'm being podnapped.
Podnapping.
This is Podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing, and we do it ourselves. I've gone with, kids say the darndest things. Something like that. I'm going to give you some, this is, you've probably seen posts like this online, where it's posts of kids that have written dumb answers to questions on a test or something, usually schoolwork.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the question and then some multiple choice, and you tell me which one the kid chose.
Okay. Great.
I think this might be tricky, actually, because, I mean, I think sometimes it's easy to just say a stupid answer that a kid might say. So anyway, okay. The first one is a sheet where the kid has to write opposites. So for good, they've written bad.
Yep.
Black, they've written, oh, I wrote black. I think they wrote white. Okay. And then there was original.
Mm-hmm.
So did they write fake, Britney Spears, China, or old?
I feel like a kid would write old.
Mm. They wrote China.
Oh, wow. I think we need to talk to this kid.
Yeah, I think they've been made. I feel like it's because, I wonder if it's because they were like, everything's made in China.
Yeah, or like, yeah, like their families had like a duplicate of something made cheaply. And, you know, like you can get a Rolex.
Yeah.
You can get one from China.
Yeah, you can get one from China, what do we call the science of classifying living things?
Mm-hmm.
Biology,
mm-hmm.
livology, a Karen, racism.
Would a kid? Because racism is funny because it is a funny way to interpret that question.
Yeah.
But would a kid? I feel like a kid has just heard the word Karen somewhere and maybe written it down, but does a kid know what a Karen is?
Mm.
I'll go with Karen.
It was racism.
Ah.
Brace market. In fact, the teacher has given them an extra mark. They wrote racism for the science of classifying living things. That was pretty good. Bob has 36 candy bars. He eats 29. What does he have now?
Diabetes. Is that one of the answers?
It is diabetes. Yes, you got it. There was a bellyache I also put in.
Yeah.
I thought that might trick you up, but yes, you got diabetes straight away. You son of a bitch. Okay, this one, Cambo, is proverbs. So they have to complete the sentence. I think this is all one kid. When the cat's away, you will pay, mouse will play.
Mm-hmm.
My mum's allergies get better. He's probably dead.
Well, it's not going to be B because that's the real answer to the quote.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm tricked again, but
The kid just got it right. I think it's C. My mum's allergies get better.
No, it is. You will pay.
Ominous, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty ominous. When the cat's away, you will pay.
It's like something John Wick would write.
Yeah. people in glass houses.
Yeah.
Get a lot of sun, are rich, stone each other, are at risk of wolf attacks.
I mean, I agree with D, I got to tell you. Because wolves can see you.
Yeah.
Would... Are rich is funny because, that's generally what
rich.
You can pay for all that expensive glass, can you?
Yeah.
I want to say D with a feeling it might be B.
It is R rich, Cambo. Yeah. You were so close. Yeah.
I even knew that's what it was and I still went D.
Yeah. Don't count your chickens while they're running around. If you want the eggs instead, because they need privacy, because you'll fall asleep.
Hmm. I'm going to go with apropos of nothing, C.
Because they need privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct.
It seems like weird kid logic.
It does seem like weird kid logic, doesn't it? It's like the idea that like just a stranger comes around to you and starts counting around you, like your family members. You're like, hey, give us a bit of privacy. It's all fun and games until someone gets shot, until it's tea time, until Darth Vader comes, until death.
I've heard some pretty funny ones of kids being bleak, so I'm going to say death.
It's until Darth Vader comes.
Yeah, fair enough. They were having a great old time in that movie Rogue One, and then God, Darth Vader turns up. What? It was not fun and games anymore.
Not fun games anymore. Okay, I've got one last one here, and this isn't one that I'm going to give you multiple choice for.
Yeah.
I just want you to perhaps guess what this kid might have answered. What are three things you want to do in future? You start answering. I'll give you a scale of where you are.
Yep. Based on what I understand about kids, YouTube.
Right.
How close am I with that starting of an answer?
You've gone too high straight away.
Okay.
For one of them.
Okay.
More basic.
Live.
Just
keep living day to day.
No, I'll say this is also a male boy. That's from a boy.
Pee standing up.
He wants to do good. No, that's not it. I'll give you the first one. The first of these three. The first is get a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Get married.
No, but sort of still along the you're on the right
have a baby
track. Way less involvement. What? Less so.
Kiss.
Yeah,
okay, get a girlfriend. Kiss.
Get a girlfriend. Kiss her.
Yep.
No, third one.
Break up.
No.
I thought you might have experienced everything you needed to with that one.
Yeah,
kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss and then have baby. Is that how they think it works?
Bigger.
Become rich.
Bigger.
Take over the world.
Rule the world. Get a girlfriend, kiss her, rule the world.
that is generally how that works.
Yeah, I think. That's
which is why Putin is. You wonder why he? How did he get all that control in Russia?
Yeah,
kiss the girl,
kiss the girl, get a girlfriend, kiss her, rule the world.
Now look,
he's on his way anyway. I just thought that was like that was just the best. All right, now it's time for the Ask Me Anything, where listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
Talking of kissing a girl, Nelson. AMA. Update.
Mm-hmm.
Amir has arrived and is healthy and doing great. His first AMA, what would his Aussie name be? Regards, Papa Zimbo.
Papa Zimbo! Wow, congrats. Nice. Congrats on Amir.
I just want to sense check, Amir. Only because we pronounced your name wrong for about 2 years.
Yeah, we did.
So I hope it's Amir.
Yeah. I feel like that one is harder to get
yes,
wrong.
So do I, but you'd be surprised. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. Amir, that's so amazing. Amir, I can't believe we weren't even part of the whole pregnancy process.
Oh, that's crazy. Zimbo.
Like, come on. We've got great advice.
Yeah.
What would his Aussie name be? Okay.
Now, Amir's a short name, which is a little bit harder because normally we just shorten names.
Yeah.
Am. I don't want to give away our secret.
Well,
but generally we shorten names.
Here's the thing. I think you're right. We do shorten this. Yeah. More short name. I don't know. Ammo.
Oh, I was going to say because sometimes we add a BO, so which would be Ambo, but that's already a shortened name for something else here.
Ambulance. Yeah. Okay. I think Ammo is pretty cool.
Ammo,
because I think if he gets jacked too, for some reason, Ammo is a very cool.
Yeah.
Like, check out Ammo.
Yeah, I reckon this would end up being Ammo. Just regardless of anything.
Yeah.
People would start calling. Yeah.
Because then there's so the naming conventions is like O, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right? So. But you can't have Ammy. because that's Amy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amzy? It's not great.
Yeah.
But then maybe, because sometimes you can take the last part of the name. So is it like Mizzo? Mizzo.
Yeah, look, you could.
Mizzy. Oh, Mizzy. I could go behind Mizzy. It's a little bit like Missy, but.
but in all seriousness, I reckon realistically, this name in Australian culture would eventually just, people would be like, hey, Ammo.
Yeah, Ammo. Yeah, it probably would be.
It sounds good in our drawling accent, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mizzy. Mizzy. Ammo. Yeah, I think it's Ammo.
Yeah, and honestly, probably Am as well. I am.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, I know someone called Romy, but people just call them Rom. Like, it's...
Because it's too Australian.
Yeah. like their actual name is Romy, but yeah, that's too long.
Yeah, yeah. No. What's your luck? Ammo. It's good. It's good. There you go. All right, we got it. It's Ammo.
Locked in.
It's declared. Ammo and Zimbo. All right. Thanks for adding in, Papa Zimbo. If you would like to write into us and name your child, Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at our subreddit and the Discord. They're all readit podcast.
Any of them are acceptable to send in your ideas for episode 400, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, send that in. Mm-hmm. We need it.
Yep.
Episode ideas.
We don't care where they come from. We just care that they come.
Yep.
I had reason to show someone our show analytics the other day.
Okay.
And I opened it up and they went, wow, why are so many of your listeners from America? And I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right in. Why are you from America?
Why do so many people in America listen to this show?
Yeah. That's not to discount the English.
Yeah.
We have a decent amount of English listeners?
Our biggest by like, I think at about almost 50% is American.
Right.
And then like another like 30% is English.
Yeah.
And Australian is like fourth.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think New Zealand might be above Australia at the moment. Yeah. Anyway, people in our country do not respect us.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough. We don't respect us. all right. So thanks for listening and we will read you later. Yeah.